I notice as we go through the halls and the downstairs part of this building that there are posters that say no impunity. I assume that means that everybody should be responsible for their criminal acts.
Do you feel? But only thing what is happening here is only the leaders are taken in and punished. The others are dealt with at the local level.
And do you feel at the local level enough provision has been made to hold people accountable?
I think they have their own justice system. So people are happy, and but I feel sometimes they come to court and openly apologize and people are willing to forgive them. That is where the reconciliation is, not here. There in those courts, I think people come and I have read and heard people, even the husband is murdered, the wife is willing to forgive them. And the accuser or the accused is sentenced to 8 to 10 years, and both sides are happy. That is why the reconciliation really operates there.
But that's harder to do it at your level.
I don't know. Anyway, the state interest is only to punish the person. So here, it has some, I don't know how, if a person can forgive another person.
That's a difficult responsibility to place on a judge's shoulders.
That's the thing. So we can't, that if the people here also, if the accused plead guilty, that is what we try to get, to see whether there are any mitigatory circumstances to enable us to give him a lighter sentence. But the other system is quite okay. They do it openly. And before your own people. I think that is a marvelous system.
What incentive, if any, is there to plead guilty at your level? Do you have many pleas of guilty at your level?
I did one. And they don't plead guilty here because the very first person who pleaded guilty got life. So thereafter they are reluctant to, and that was the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. He got life. So because of that, I think the guilty pleas went out, except there are exceptional cases only they plead here.
In the United States and in some other countries, they have what's called plea bargaining.
Yeah.
The prosecutor will.
Yes, but in these cases, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. This type, here it's difficult. But here also there is some kind of plea bargaining because the prosecutor agrees with the accused and they agrees with the charges and even including the sentence. But even though the sentence is not binding on the judges, there is some kind of plea bargaining here.
With the pressure on the court to resolve its cases within a reasonably short time from now, is the prosecutor proceeding in a way that can speed up the hearing of these cases? Or?
Yes, but it is not the speeding up because it is this system. Now there is, the prosecutor will call 10, 15 witnesses to prove his case, even though there is no burden of proof for the defense. Mm-hmm. They will call about 75 witnesses. Then you can't, when you try to limit also, then they will say, no, we want all these witnesses. So those are the practical problems that the tribunal faces. The weak and limit, the prosecutor will say, well, 15 witnesses, defense will call. Even though the defense witnesses may be very weak, but the number, I don't know the reason. We keep on calling.
Does that have something to do with the compensation for the defense lawyer?
I don't know. I don't want to comment. Maybe
there's a suspicion that.
You can look at it that way also.
Yes.
Unless I think they are now thinking of giving them a block fee, so that that will prevent them from overtaxing the case.
Yes.